coronavirus is the wrong term. It should be called the pneumonia virus. It's a virus that gives pneumonia. Now, the last time we had a pneumonia epidemic in America was 1918 to 1919, 101 years ago. I mean, let's see. Okay, time for water here. Okay, thank you. Marco Rubio moment. So, when you gotta drink your water, you gotta drink it. I think I should get a water bottle. I should start a water bottle company and call it Rubio Break. I'm glad that both of you who know what I'm talking about are laughing at this. Okay, so in this virus thing, a coronavirus is it's a common cold. It's the flu. All those are coronaviruses, and people are afraid to drink Corona. Well, I don't like drinking Corona because it tastes like a skunk smells. You've got to put lime with it. Lime is the solution to Corona. And vitamin C and limes are probably going to be the best solution to the coronavirus. I mean, it's a common cold and flu. You need vitamin C. It's a common cold, but it causes pneumonia. And if we will just call it the pneumonia virus. I wrote Congress this week. I tweeted it out. Nobody listens to me. What are the symptoms? What's it act like? What do I do? Call it a pneumonia virus instead of this broad category that includes everything. It's a calling it coronavirus. Might as well call it the virus. And what if they get the virus? Did you catch virus? That's as much sense as calling it coronavirus makes sense. This is really, call it the pneumonia virus. If they'd call it the pneumonia virus, then everybody would understand what it's about and what the symptoms are and how to handle it. It's a common cold that causes mild pneumonia. Well, anyhow, we don't have this problem. Because over here in Taiwan, everyone is super calm. There's a little bit of a freak out. Everybody's buying medical masks. You get this. The only thing that they're hoarding over here in Taiwan is medical masks and rubbing alcohol to sanitize surfaces. They take this spray bottle nozzle and they screw it down into the isopropyl bottle and then turn the isopropyl bottle into a spray bottle. And that's you leave it to the Taiwanese to invent nifty little things. So that's going on. I go to the pharmacy. People line up outside right when the shipments arrive and right when the doors open so that they can buy their ration of 3 medical masks per day. I was walking down the street yesterday, outside, no people around. This older guy, I'd say 60s, out of nowhere, walks up to me. Hey, hello, 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 hi, hello, and points at the mask. I kind of feel a little bit bad because I swore at him in Chinese. I normally don't talk that way. I know. The problem is this. If the Taiwanese wanted everyone to wear a mask, then they wouldn't have bought them all and made them all out of stock. You can't expect people to all wear masks if you make sure that there aren't any available. Okay, but that's it. It stops there. There's toilet paper on the shelves. There's food. There's coffee. It's Taiwan. There's tea. They haven't hoarded. I think there's computers so that the high school students can go home and play games. They've got all the other stuff. They're only hoarding medical masks. This is a really, really hilarious thing. In America, it really tells you about a society. When in Taiwan, during panic, they hoard medical masks. And in America, when they panic, they hoard toilet paper. Doesn't that tell you what's going on in a society's mind? One of them thinks like doctors. The other ones think like shaving cream. So I don't. The beautiful thing about all this, though, how Taiwan overcame this. Safest country in the world. Most, of course, China wants everyone to say it's not a country. Grow the Pacific up. Did I just use Pacific as a swear word, George? I think I did. I use it as an exasperated interjection. As Spock would say, a colorful metaphor. Look, when it first happened in Taiwan, we were on like a winter holiday, and so they just extended it by 2 weeks. So kids basically took their normal home vacation time, where everyone was taking a break anyway, and they just extended the normal vacation time kids at home another 2 weeks, and they didn't go to school. So that's actually kind of an argument in favor of canceling schools. Now, de Blasio has an argument for not closing schools, and that is that, you don't want to create new strange social patterns and force parents to be out of work. They should go to school and follow strict rules the kids should go to school and they should enforce rules. You have to wear a mask and you may not pick your nose. That's what they should be doing, is training the kids at school. But not having the kids at school was one of the things that helped Taiwan. So what are you going to say? I mean, there's a rounded discussion as far as that goes. But the big thing was, the Taiwanese didn't panic. They did not panic. Now, so far, the only new cases in Taiwan all happen because someone arrived from out of the country. And usually it's the people from out of the country that get it. In fact, I haven't heard, there was one high school student in Taipei that was reported to have gotten the pneumonia virus. The pneumonia virus. I'm not going to name it after a beer, people. It was a very, very calm society. The only thing they do is hoard medical masks. So I, fortunately, this is a funny thing. I have never bought a medical mask in Taiwan. Never. People give them to me. You ready for this? The medical mask I wear now when I go out in public just to keep people off my back, the medical mask, well, actually, if I go into a populated place like a store or something, I will try to wear my medical mask just to practice safety. But if the medical mask I have was given to me by a politician, the politicians in Taiwan, they're running for office. So they go around and they hand out, like, it's got like their little propaganda flyer stuffed into a medical mask plastic, like the plastic wrapping bag on a single medical mask. And it's got the inside is the leaflet with the information on why you should vote for that politician. And that was his political propaganda from like 3 years ago. And that's where I got my medical mask. So another thing, people just hand out medical masks all the time. Oh, want a medical mask? Here. That's been Taiwanese culture for eons. This is the culture where doctors and teachers are the gods of society. And so maybe everyone wants to be a god. Maybe, you know what? That's it. That's why Taiwan survived this. They all have medical masks because they all want to be gods, which means being a doctor. And since they have their mask, they are therefore godlike and have nothing to fear. And that's why Taiwan is surviving the pneumonia virus. See you tomorrow.